Now, the rest of the story. Roger Lynds, L-Y-N-D-S. Roger Lynds could hardly believe his eyes, and yet there it was. Huge, shining, magnificent, too perfect to have happened by accident. Roger shook his head and blinked. All his years as a frontier explorer, he had dreamed of plunging into wilderness no human had beheld, and now here it was. He was beholding the impossible. His quest had begun in Indian territory, in the land of the Tohono-O-Toam, and from that desert, dotted by cactus and scrub, he had ventured forth on an unforgettable journey into a region so wild and so wide that the sight of it took his breath away. And then in the distance he saw it. Whatever it was. So gigantic and so perfectly formed, no Indian nation could have produced such a thing as this. Nor any primitive human culture. Then, who? Explorer Roger Lynds would need a closer look, still dumbfounded, because what it looked like, what it seemed to be, was a bridge, a mammoth, brilliant, blue bridge in the middle of nowhere. But how could it? I mean, when might anyone have... Roger's pulse was racing. He must collect himself. He must try to calm down and think logically. Of what was it made? Impossible to tell. Something extraordinary. But it was so smoothly, sharply defined, and so perfectly, precisely curved. Surely nothing natural. And then Roger caught himself. What in the world was he thinking? Was he beginning to sell himself on some wild theory involving alien intelligence, that creatures from another planet just, or even that God himself had invented some, it was all too crazy. In the midst of his astonishment and uncertainty, what Roger knew for certain was that there was nothing like this bridge anywhere. And for a very long time he gazed at it, and then he went home and he told anyone who would listen. You are among the first to hear the rest of the story. An enormous bridge was how Roger described it, and yet no one could ever have survived a walk across it. No human traveler, anyway. For this, the longest bridge known to man, was not discovered by some grizzled adventurer in the 19th century. Roger Lynds is living right now, and his discovery is a very recent one. For the frontier this explorer explores is the last frontier. And the perfectly shaped, utterly incredible bridge he found is 300,000 light years long, hundreds of trillions of miles long, perhaps the largest object in the entire universe. It is a bridge stretching between galaxies, spanning a gulf of nothingness. What it is and how it got there is beyond our comprehension, or his. The scientific data from Arizona's Kitt Peak National Observatory show that astronomer Roger Lynds has encountered something in the cosmos which none of us can explain. A bridge too far. A stairway to the stars. And now you know the rest of the story.